Hello, it's Wednesday, May 24th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. We had intended to have Mr. Phil Jahan on Wing TV today. We extended an invitation to him. He did respond late last night and said that he would come on Wing TV only if, and then he made a set of demands. He said if somebody else was allowed to appear with him, and that if the first 13 minutes of the show would be dedicated to what we wanted to talk about, and then the second 13 minutes of the show would be dedicated to what he wanted to talk about. Well, we responded to Phil Jahan and said, we've been doing Wing TV for almost 2.5 years now, and we've been doing, and we started our radio show in 2002, and we do our show the way we do it, and nobody comes in and tells us the way we do our show.
And frankly, we don't understand why Phil Jahan would need anyone else to come on anyone's show to explain his post on his forum on the internet, in which he tries to incite people to make bets as to how soon it will be before we get physically harmed.
Right. So what we said to Phil was that we're inviting him alone on this show, not him and Joe or him and Stan or him and Sue or him and Bugs Bunny or him and anybody else. He's the one who had the balls to post this message on his forum all by himself. So
right.
If he had the balls to post it by himself, he should have the balls to stand up like a man and come on this show by himself. And initially, on his forum, he said he wasn't going to come on this show. But then people started goading him, and then other people said, oh, you know, I'll go on with you, Phil. So when Phil saw that somebody was going to hold his hand,
right,
then he got a little bit of courage in him. But when we wrote back and said, Phil, you don't dictate the terms of how we do our show, and there's not an interviewer around that allows a guest to dictate how they're going to do their show.
I guess they thought they were going to be kind of sneaky, do a three-way call-in,
yeah,
and snap, I don't know what they were planning on doing.
Yeah.
But the whole point is Phil shouldn't need anyone to hold his hand to help him explain or explain for him his own words.
Right, and, you know, a good example would be Alex Jones. Can you imagine if somebody contacted Alex Jones and told him how Alex was going to do his interview? The guest did that. Alex would tell him to screw off. And anybody worth their weight would do the same thing. They'd say, wait a second. This is our show. We do it the way we do it. And that's the way it's been ever since interviews were invented, however many decades ago.
You think that if he was man enough to post that stuff on his website and man enough to let the whole world see what he had to say, then he should be man enough to explain on our show directly to us, since he didn't email us those comments.
Right.
Someone emailed them from his forum, one of his members.
Well, and anybody that looks at this site realizes that what Phil Jahan is, he's like a little Hitlerian tyrant that has this God complex, and he lords over this little chat room like a dictator. And anybody that gets out of line, then Phil gets to be, he gets to satisfy his thirst for power, and he can banish them from the group. You know, it's his little power trip. And I guess because he's so out of touch with reality, he thinks that since he can dictate this little chat room that he operates, that he can do the same thing with the rest of the world. Well, no, actually,
the words were, let's eat these two for breakfast.
Yeah. But then when we inform Phil that it's just going to be him,
right,
the direct people involved, him making this comment about Lisa and myself, then he backs off and we don't hear another word from him. So we don't want to spend any more time on this, except to say that the
grow
big
up.
Difference, yeah, grow up. And the big difference between Phil Jahan and us is that we write exposés. We research them. We put the information out there. And it's not placed in a little chat room. It's placed right on our homepage. And if anybody wants to talk to us about this, they know where to find us. What Phil Jahan does, and Lisa did a lot of research on his forum, is he attacks people. There's no research involved. There's nothing involved. What he does, and he goes after
people.
There's
a lot of mooching of money involved.
And mooching of, that's the biggest thing. And even his own members. See, this is what Phil doesn't know, that there's members of his group that act all buddy-buddy with him in the group.
Uh-huh.
But then what they do is turn around and send us stuff from his website, and they criticize the hell out of him, saying that all he does is mooch money. All he does as he's in it for the money, but then they go back in his forum.
Right, and I'll give you a name, Robert Rice, who calls himself Omega Point, a total two-faced hypocrite, says one thing on Phil's forum to Phil, kissing his butt, and then on the phone with us and in emails to me, says an entirely different thing.
Yeah, so anyway, we gave Phil Jahan every
chance. Which is why Robert Rice didn't appear on our show, because he talks out of both sides of his face.
Yeah, we gave him a chance to come on the show, and what Phil's going to do is he's going to continue posting his little pieces in his little chat room, where there's, you know, a few little people that sit there all day like keyboard commandos. Well, we're not going to waste our time with his little chat room anymore. It's Loserville.
But Phil, just so you know, we really, really hope that you're not trying to incite violence at Ground Zero or any other public 9/11 event against Victor and I or against anyone else.
Right.
Because if you want to be taken as a serious 9/11 researcher, then I suggest you stop acting in this juvenile, petty, small, little girl kind of behavior.
Right. And the reason why we posted this in the first place is we got an email on May 21st, that would have been Sunday, from a guy named Jim. And this was after our article on Friday about the 9/11 Truth Movement. Is it being sponsored by the Israeli lobby? And he said, duo. He calls us the duo. He says, I'm worried about your safety. You're important to me. I read your site daily, and he says, I don't want to lose you. You two are important to me and a lot of others. So what we're saying is we posted this article for one reason, to make it become part of the public record. And if anything does happen to us, Phil Jahan, just remember,
you've compromised yourself.
You've now made yourself prime suspect number one. So you remember that. It's in the public record right now, and I don't think any more needs to be said. Now, let's move on to some important issues. After that, nonsense is out of the way. There was three different things that happened within really yesterday. And I got an email from somebody that they said, I was just wondering why Loose Change, that's Dylan Avery's video, I was just wondering why Loose Change seems to be such a big deal when you compare it to other 9/11 documentaries. I thought Eric Hufschmidt's movie was more convincing to the uninitiated. That's the one that I found gets more people to start thinking seriously. Now, it's funny because a lot of people are starting to ask the same question. They're saying, why is Loose Change all of a sudden, why has it become the darling of the mainstream media? It was actually on the front page of USA Today. It's on Air America. And it seems to be the one that's accepted by the mainstream media. And any time something gets into the mainstream media, it's absolutely, positively not done by accident. We all know that. Everybody with any sense knows that the mainstream media doesn't allow this information to go into its ranks unless it's meant to be there. So why is Loose Change, why has that become the darling of the mainstream?
Well, it omits, for one thing, it omits a very important aspect of 9/11, which has to do with Israel.
Right.
And we all know who controls the media.
Exactly. Now, since I got this email yesterday, I also got a cover or a copy of the American Free Press yesterday. We subscribed to it. And in this edition, there's an article by Christopher Bolin, and it's called 9/11 Cover-Up in Full Swing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he covers Loose Change in this article, and he quotes Dylan Avery on Air America. And he says, we don't want to point fingers at Israel for a number of different reasons. Well, we'd like to know what those reasons are. Then Bolin goes in and starts showing the links between Loose Change and a woman named Deborah Simon.
Right.
Now, Deborah Simon is a very interesting character because last night, Christopher Bolin was on Michael Collins Piper's radio show.
On RBN. And you can hear that in the archive.
And Deborah Simon, it seems, is married into a very wealthy family of billionaires that just happen to be Zionists. All right? Now, Deborah Simon's also been linked to people such as
Phil Jahan.
Phil Jahan, Carl Schwartz, and now Dylan Avery and his crew. And Jahan, of course, is linked to Flocka, who's been totally discredited, and also Dave Von Kleiss. So Deb Simon seems to be
getting
this
around
player, okay?
And she's very closely linked with Phil Jahan.
Right.
He actually stayed at her house for 2 weeks, and they took trips to Ground Zero. And she comes up with all sorts of fresh leads for Phil.
Yeah, and it seems like in the Loose Change number 2 video, well, in number 1 they had all the stuff about the pods, which leads back to Phil Jahan, which leads back to Deb Simon, to the Zionist family. They also have stuff in Loose Change, too, about Carl Schwartz, linked to Deb Simon. And Carl Schwartz has been all but totally discredited also. They also have in there Paul Isaac in there, who's...
a total liar
and
coward.
And luckily, Dylan Avery is turned against him now and realized what a lunatic
he
is.
He was harassing Dylan Avery.
Yeah.
Like he's been harassing me.
Right. So, we have Deb Simon. And what we're seeing is, and this is what we brought up in our article about the 9/11 Truth Movement being co-opted by the Israeli lobby, is that the people in control now realize that so many people know about the truth about 9/11 that they're willing to have a limited hangout. In other words, they'll allow something like Loose Change to go into the mainstream, but what they absolutely don't want now is the final piece to the puzzle. Who was ultimately behind 9/11? Well, that finger points to Israel, and if you go onto our article last Friday, it's on the Wing TV homepage in the center column, we list all of the people who refused to speak about the Israeli involvement. And Michael Collins Piper brought that up on his show last night, too.
With the omission of Israel from the picture, from the equation, what you're left with is a controlled discussion.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't point to who.
Right. So it's like if somebody came and burned your house down, and everybody realizes that what the fireman said or what the county commissioner said wasn't the truth about how your house got burned down, but nobody wants to look at who actually did it. So what's does the investigation just stop right here now? It's like, okay, well, we know it's a controlled demolition. We know that Flight 77 didn't hit the Pentagon. We know that Flight 77 or 93 didn't crash land in Shanksville. Let's stop the investigation right here, because if we go any further, then we're starting to get into dangerous areas. Well, as Christopher Bolin said last night on Piper's show, he said, you can tell the true 9/11 researchers or people that are real in the patriot movement overall is there's a dividing line.
Right.
And that's his exact words. He said, there's a dividing line. Those who go after Israel full bore and expose them, and those who don't.
In fact, we were just listening to an audio MP3 of a recorded phone conversation between Eric Hupschmidt, who's a 9/11 researcher, and Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and the other fellow, Burmis, who were all involved in the Loose Change video production. And they were talking about Israel's involvement on the phone. And these three fellas told Eric Hupschmidt that they know Israel played a significant role in 9/11, five dancing Israelis and whatnot, but they deliberately left that out of their video.
Right.
Why?
Well,
why?
What are they so afraid of? Why are they playing it safe? And is this a reason why now publications like USA Today, Fox News, and so forth, Air America, are all making Loose Change the little darling, because they know it's simply a limited hangout that won't point the real finger at who was behind this operation?
Consider this, too. If they had included it, would they be in USA Today and all these other mainstream venues and be the little darling of 9/11?
Right.
I seriously doubt that.
Right. And
very
see,
much.
We're not going to play it safe here. Michael Collins Piper and Eric Hupschmidt and Christopher Bolin and the American Free Press, we're not playing it safe. And so our publications won't be in USA Today, but we're telling the whole story and not just part of the story. So,
and we like the DVD, Loose Change.
Yeah.
We think that it's very powerful, but they should have included that. They should have at least included some mention of it.
Well, absolutely, and Loose Change 3 is going to be coming out soon, and we'll see now if this material is included or if they do the same thing again and play it safe and, in effect, run a protection racket for the true culprits of who is behind 9/11, and that's Israel and the neocons that they co-opted.
Right.
So, now, We could keep going on about this, but we have other things to cover. One of them, Lisa's done some research on another guy that just, it's incredible that anybody takes him seriously. His name's Captain May. I'm going to let Lisa fill you in from here.
Well, there was a, remember that Texas City, Texas stuff?
Yeah.
I'm just looking, okay, here it is. TJ Alls from the Galveston News, he sent an email in reference to Captain May and the story about imminent nuclear attack on Texas City, Texas. Okay, well, this is what he said. Their story, the Galveston News story, did not find May's prediction accurate or valid. May predicted an event that did not happen and then took credit for thwarting it. He says, none of the material, this, he's directing this to Captain May, none of the material you've presented has proven to be accurate. I have no independent confirmation you are who you say you are.
Now, that means in the military, right?
Well, I'm getting to that. In 5 inquiries with DOD officials, no one was able to confirm you were an Army intelligence officer, and federal investigation officials say they have no information supporting any of your claims of your background and expertise. This is the mainland editor of the Galveston County Daily News. His name is T.J. Alds. So, looks like Captain May is a disinfo creep. Yet, he's promoted by Greg Zemanski.
And others that are the paid spammers on the internet that send his stuff around everywhere. And they're like cockroaches that you can't get out of a house. That regardless of what you do, these spammers just keep sending this bogus information out there.
Well, for quite a long time, I was getting hammered with emails from people who were very close friends with John Stadtmiller at RBN, trying to push Captain May down my throat. You know, just trying to get us to have Captain May on the show and promote him. And back then, he didn't ring true for me.
Yeah.
And that was before I saw this email from the editor of the Galveston County newspaper. Yeah. So
everybody, I'm sure, remembers this. There was an imminent nuclear attack supposed to happen in Texas City, Texas. Greg Zemanski ran these articles. People were actually calling us here and asking us if they should tell their relatives in Texas to move because they thought atomic bombs were going to drop there. We told everyone this is bogus. This is a ruse. It's a hoax. It ended up being a ruse and a hoax. Afterwards, Greg Zemanski couldn't be contacted by anyone to answer for these stories. And it's again, these people are shills. They're fooling you out there. And Captain May, who says he was in the military, well, 5 different DOD inquiries by this mainstream journalist couldn't find an iota of anything to back it up.
Right. And why is Greg Zemanski promoting that? And what this guy May does is he makes these bogus predictions, and then when they don't happen, of course, then he turns around and says, well, you know, it was because of my intervention that I thwarted it.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? It's called bullshit.
Yeah. And there was another one of these that was supposed to happen in Chicago earlier this month in May where the Sears Towers were supposed to be hit. It's all based on this crackpot numerology stuff. That he and of course, and after it didn't happen,
well, that's right.
Again,
he cracked the embedded code.
Yeah, he cracked the embedded numerology code of the New World Order. That's what he says.
Something's cracked, but I don't think it's the code.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's just one phony after another in this movement. It's unbelievable that anybody buys this crap, and it's no wonder why when people talk about conspiracy theorists and they start rolling their eyes, it's because of people like Jahan. It's because of people like Captain May that are just insane. They're nothing but paid shills.
Speaking of a shill, Greg Zemanski, May 15th of this month, he put out this New World Order letter to the citizens of the world, and he's feeding into your fear and your paranoia. He uses no source except some globalist.
Yeah.
Who supposedly wrote this letter. Now, I guess he must be running out of topics to write about because he's now reached down deep into the barrel of BS and pulled out something from I don't know how many years ago. But
the 1990s.
This is basically the clues that you have in this article that he posted to tell you how old this is. First one. He talks about the letter talks about China accusing the United States media of lying about Kosovo.
Yeah.
The second one, he talks about the new Star Wars, the Terminator movie, and Armageddon. And then the third one, President Clinton is now speaking against violence in Hollywood movies. How long ago was that? Victor?
Well, the name of the article is called The New World Order's Letter to Every Citizen of the World, warning resistance is futile. I mean, this should be on the cover of the Weekly World News with a six-fingered alien saying that he's George Bush's love child. And like Lisa said, this was a bogus letter that everybody knew was bogus back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And now 6 or 7 years later, he's so desperate for this sensationalism that he's publishing it now.
Another clue in the letter is the reference to the recent war in Serbia. I mean, Greg, you have nothing to write about? Are you spreading yourself so thin that you have to reach in and pull out this tripe and try to... And what is he doing? He's feeding into people who are, many of them, already suggestible and gullible and paranoid enough, telling you this is what they have in mind for you. This is what they intend to do to all of you.
Right. And this is the same guy that said that the nuclear attack in Texas City, Texas was imminent. His exact words, well, imminent means that it's certainly going to happen.
What about Bush Cheney indicted?
Yeah, another.
Can't forget about that.
And also that he ran. That was one of his big ones that he got off of Tom Flacco, who's back to Phil Jahan, who's back to Deb Simon. Don't you see? There's an entire network of these people that are all intermeshed with each other to give you a little grain of truth with a whole bunch of crap.
Phil Jahan even went. I think he was talking to Jack Blood and he actually said that the Barbara Olson story Flacco put out was true. He says, we just have to wait a while longer to find out what Tom knows, because Tom gets these scoops way before anybody else.
Now, speaking of scoops, I'm glad you brought that up. It seems like a website called truthout.org, who's we've talked about on this show before. Well, how long ago was it, Lisa? A week or so ago. They ran an article. This was on a Friday, I believe. Their lead article that said, Karl Rove has been indicted.
That's right.
In the CIA leak case, and that he was given 24 hours to get his affairs in order and to clean his office out. Well,
the White House officially denied that.
Yeah. Now, there were a lot of people on the internet that they're it's like giving candy to a baby, you know? They ran with it, posted it all over the internet.
Without stopping for a minute to think and check it out for its veracity.
Now, we found this. We had an opportunity to put this on the Wing TV homepage for the weekend.
Well, how many people sent it to us?
Yeah. And I said, you know what? There's something that sounds fishy about this. Oh. It's not verified.
No sources named.
Right. So we didn't run it. Well, it ends up that the whole story was bogus. Karl Rove is still in office. He hasn't vacated his premises in 24 hours.
As are Bush and Cheney.
Right.
They're still in office, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're supposed to remind everybody every month. You remember that?
Right.
Bush Cheney indicted that everybody on the internet was sending everywhere and saying, you can't doubt Tom Flacco and his people.
And we were getting a bunch of snotty emails because we wouldn't subscribe to that BS. And look, they're still in office.
Yeah, as is Karl Rove. Well, this now has made Truth Outlook so bad that even Fox News, Brit Hume, took a jab at him. And just rubbing it in their faces. Now, here's what Mark Ash, who's the director of Truth Out, he said that he regrets doing his readers a disservice, but the reason why, now get this, Lisa, that they got too far out in front of the news cycle. So in other words, they're so far ahead of everybody else.
No, you know what that means? They're creating, they're writing fiction. They're writing news before it even happens?
Yeah.
Gee, who else does that?
Exactly. So this was, instead of really an apology, it was a half-hearted apology. And Mark Ash also conceded. He said that unless we get some official confirmation, that means unless Karl Rove gets bounced out of office, he said, we're going to look stupider and stupider. Yeah, stupid is as stupid does. And then there were some.
I think they're already there.
Yeah, and there were some comments then after this article. One person who is a Truth Out reader said, it's worse than that, meaning that they're going to look stupider and stupider. They said their credibility is shot. Who will ever accept TruthOut's reporting again unless we find it confirmed elsewhere? It's the same thing with Tom Flacco. No one will ever believe a word Tom Flacco says ever again.
Gee, does this mean TruthOut might have to put their tin cup away?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're also known, of course, for their begging. And maybe they should beg for some real reporters that actually verify their stories.
The author of that report was actually Jason Leopold. But,
Jason
of course,
Leopold,
there's no
okay.
comment in that article from the author of the article himself, Mark Ash, had to take the lumps for him.
Yeah, we're curious if he's even still writing for them anymore.
Maybe so, under another name.
Yeah, so what it boils down to, folks, is how many of these people do you have to tolerate? We point this out over and over again, and luckily there's other people, like Michael Collins Piper,
right.
Now, Christopher Bolin in the American Free Press, Eric Huffschmidt is pointing this stuff out. There's a very small circle of truth-tellers.
We've said it a million times by now.
And then most everybody else is shills. That they'll give you a little drop of honey every once in a while. They'll give you an insight into the truth. But then they'll lead you on all these rabbit holes. Or they'll completely avoid certain subjects so that you don't go down that road.
And that's not inadvertent. That's not a mistake or something that's done in error. These people are too smart to be making these kinds of mistakes.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, you'll find someone like Greg Zemanski. He just popped up overnight. Now, all of a sudden, he's on RBN. He's on GCN.
Lewis and News. Rents.
Yeah. Yeah, on Jeff Rents.
American Free Press.
Yeah, and luckily, the American Free Press has rarely been running his stuff anymore, and hopefully they'll just completely take him off their pages, because I think even they're starting to realize what an embarrassment he is. But, you know, it just goes on and on. And
maybe he'll start posting fairy tales,
yeah.
And then trying to spin them off into something that they're not,
yeah.
too.
So we keep waiting what's going to be the next big one. And, you know, the one thing I can say, Lisa, is that we've made such a big stink about some of this stuff that we've actually shut down one of the cabals, this Tom Flacco, Tom Hennigan, well, Sherman Skolnick just died, Stu Webb, and all of these guys. They're not producing this stuff anymore because, you know why? Because we've disseminated this information so far across the Internet for the time being.
We're not seeing it yet, but yeah. I doubt they're put to sleep.
Yeah, but at least it's a step in the right direction because everybody's wising up. And
you know, but you can't just look at those people. You have to look at the people who stick up for them and try to legitimize them. People like Phil Jahan legitimizing Tom Flacco's Barbara Olson bogus article where she was arrested on the Polish-Austrian border, with a border that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, or then you'll have people like Jack Blood, who lets Phil Jahan come on and guest host his show. We wouldn't let Phil Jahan guest host his show if he was the only human being left on. We'd let our we'd let our dog host this show before we'd let him in. You know, that's the thing is that this is one last thing I want to address, is these message boards out there, these little chat rooms that people like Jahan run, these are the biggest, most vile cesspools that we have right now, because all these guys, especially Jahan, they're big and rough and tough when they're in their little chat room.
Or when they have their buddies holding their hands.
Yes. So they're all insulated, and they can be their little keyboard commandos. So Phil Jahan puts this article out, and we say, all right, Phil, come on the show. And let's discuss it. Oh, no, I can't go on that show. It's absolutely impossible, you know. And then he needs someone to hold his hand. And we said, wait, Phil, this person or whoever you want to hold your hand, they didn't make the post. They didn't put it online. You did. You did it by yourself. Why can't you be man enough to come on this show? If you go in there and see what happens in these vile little chat rooms, and that's all they are, little chat rooms.
And be wary. Phil's doing his jaywalking, panhandling tour across America, and he expects people to put him up in every city and state that he ventures into. He's now had people give him a car. He mooches accommodations,
cameras.
Transportation, cameras. He tried to get someone to draft up a lawsuit against What Really Happens host Mike Rivero. He wanted somebody to give him free legal services.
His car broke down, and this guy is such a low-life chump that he actually had one of the nicest people we've ever met, George Nelson, forward him $1,300 so he could get his car fixed. Now, how many of you people out there that go to work every day? We know Dave down in Texas works three jobs to make ends meet.
Dave Pereira.
Yeah. People out there work hard every day to
That's
make
right.
their money. They're not asking for handouts from anybody. And there's even people that post
it. Colonel Nelson is retired, and he happens to be a very classy man. We admire and respect him very much. And
but
Phil Jahan to borrow money off this man.
Well, first he does a sob story con job. And there was even someone that posted in Jahan's site. He says, how many of you suckers are going to keep falling
right.
for this con job?
One of the people in Phil Jahan's forum said, how many of you suckers actually sent money to this con man?
Yeah.
Because they do it repeatedly. $200, $500, on and on and on. They're PayPaling him money every time he boohoos and says he's broke. Why don't you get a job, Phil?
Hey, Phil, get a job. Get a job. You know how many people out here work their asses off to make ends meet, and you have that tin cup out every week begging. And even someone yesterday, they said to us, they said, Phil's in this for the money. He's not in it for any other reason. It's so he doesn't have to work, and there's so many others like him. They operate on a principle called OPM.
Other people's money.
Yeah, so they want your money out of you.
And what happens with Phil is he boohoos. And then, if he doesn't get a response right away, automatically he starts chastising and ridiculing
out.
The people in his forum, and he guilts them into sending him money. And he gets money every time. And he was talking about in one thread where he couldn't afford his web hosting service. And so he needed $150 or whatever it was to get a new one a month. And someone directed him to a free web hosting service. Well, he poo-pooed that idea, and he kept going on and on and on about
the cost. Because he wanted the money.
Because he wants the money.
Yeah.
And people started looking at that, and things start clicking in your head. Like, why does he poo-poo the free thing? He just wants us to keep sending him money because he will not work.
And I know that the people in Phil's forum are listening today. If you're giving this, if they're giving this guy even one penny.
You people are chumps.
You're the biggest suckers on the earth. And we started doing radio in 2002 on the Reality Radio Network. And in the 4 years that have ensued, there hasn't been even one day, not even 1 minute.
That we've held out a tin cup
where
to anybody for anything.
Anybody for even a penny.
That's
not
right.
Once ever. And we've even gone so far as to say that the day that we have to ask people for money is the day we take this site down. I'd rather starve to death in a ditch than have to lower my pride and ask people for money for anything. It's pathetic. It's sickening.
And you know what? Anybody can check out what we're saying because if you go on Phil's forum in the 9/11 thread section where for the weary, tired masses. You click on that section of his website at letsroll911.org, and you can click through. There's like 164 pages.
It's a sewer.
Laced with Phil begging and whining and throwing temper tantrums.
And kicking people out.
Kicking people out and banning them from his forums. And he hates this one, and he hates that one, and he really hates us.
Well, no, you know who he really
dead,
hates?
Bad people.
Is Alex Jones, because we found another one where he lashed out at Alex, and he really hates for us to make this public because for some reason he thinks that he's going to get in good with Alex Jones. Well, we're going to close the show off tonight, or for today. Tonight we're going to be on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll, our weekly Wednesday appearance. Also, we posted a rebuttal by Visigoth to our article about the Michael Collins Piper Eric John Phelps article. We wanted to show both sides of the story, to be fair. And
we just want to tell you guys this, too. If you're going to spend inordinate amounts of time on your computers, make sure you dig around and you start looking into these different people that you look up to, you admire, you listen to, people that you're interested in. And like that Let's Roll site, there's so much you can find out, a wealth of information. You'll find out way more than you ever wanted to know.
And one last time, everybody that's listening from Jahan's forum, look at what this guy's up to. He wants you for one reason. He wants to suck money out of you.
You're his money tree.
Yeah, and if you don't give it to him, he just as soon spit on you. If that's what you want, if this is what it means to be in the truth, freedom movement, then so be it. You can have it, but I don't go in one of them cesspools if my life depended on them. They're just vile. Vile little cesspools. So
Anyway,
we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have Mark Farrow on. He's going to talk about the revisionists that have been imprisoned, detained, imported, or exported, and so forth. Deported. One of those ported words.
I'm going to report you.
Yeah. And on Friday, we're going to have Mr. Bill Broombaugh on to talk about current events. So until then, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes very, very open, because there are so many people that want to con you, and if you allow them, they're going to suck you into their trap.
Better keep a tight fist on your money, too.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Take it easy.